All right, let's get started. So first off, I want to apologize. Last week, I finished praying and hit the button and hung up without closing the call, without telling anybody bye. So I apologize for that. Once it was done. There wasn't anything I could do to go dial back in. But so sorry about that last week. So this week, I want to talk about the title today is called Focus on the Future to Get Through Temporary Troubles. Focus on the future to get through temporary troubles. So our verse is Matthew 5:11-12. It says, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." Me being Jesus. So this is Jesus speaking. "Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So basically he's saying as we go through this life and people treat us differently or treat us bad because we are Christians or because we believe in Jesus, it's okay because that's happened all through time. But our reward is not on this earth. Our reward is waiting for us in heaven. So when we follow Jesus, we will face trouble. It's guaranteed. You'll be harassed, persecuted, rejected, ridiculed because of your faith. The most persecuted people in America today are Christians. You know, as societies and time evolve, different groups of people are persecuted in time. But in our little segment of time where we're living today, I do believe Christians are the most persecuted people in America. But that's not the end of the story. The Bible says Jesus endured the torture of the cross for the joy that was set before him. So we too must focus on the future reward to get through temporary troubles. Imagine the scene at the end of history. Everyone who has ever lived will one day kneel before Jesus. Everyone will say, "Jesus is Lord." Some will praise him because they've done so their entire life. Others will praise him in judgment to themselves because they've denied him their entire life. Everyone who has ridiculed you because of your faith, and every friend who tried to convince you to abandon your faith will one day not only face Jesus, but they'll have to praise Jesus face to face. Every entertainer who's made a mockery of God's name, every politician who's opposed his ways, will have to face him and praise him. Everyone will one day bow before Jesus. So what it comes down to is, are you going to be excited for that day that you get to meet Jesus face to face, to where he can look at you and smile at you and say, "Good job, my faithful servant"? Or are you dreading the day that you have to face Jesus face to face and you have to look down at the ground because you can't look him in the eye because you're embarrassed because you denied him your whole life? I want to be able to look him in the eyes. I want to see that smile. I want him to see me smile. I want to live a life that brings glory to him. At that time that we meet Jesus face to face, we will be rewarded for staying true to him, despite the harassment and criticism that we faced on this life on this earth. Jesus said, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets before you." Whenever you face persecution, you're in the same category as Daniel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Moses. Just like all those great prophets of old, you'll one day experience an eternity with God full of unimaginable joy. The harassment, persecution, rejection, ridicule you face now for Jesus' sake won't compare to the reward of eternity in heaven with God. So put your hope in this truth so that when life gets tough, you can endure. Let us pray. God, we're so thankful that these temporary struggles that we go through in this life, God, they're temporary because this earth is temporary and our life on this earth is temporary. But God, we're so thankful that we get to spend eternity with you in your glory. God, thank you for that promise. Thank you for what you've done for us, that dying on that cross so that our sins can be forgiven and we get our ticket punched so we can come to heaven. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for letting us spend these days together. God, we're thankful that we live in a country where we can openly pray to you, God, that we can worship you, and that we can work at a company and be proud that we're Christians. God, I just pray you watch over us, guide us, lead us, help us to live a life that brings you glory. Thank you again for this day. We just love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, everybody, have a great day. We'll talk again next week.